Geno, for presenting this statement on PBIs generated, which will be generated by the draft president's statement. May I take it that the president's statement may be adopted? It is so decided. Excellencies, dear colleague, if there are no general comments on the adoption of this draft presidential statement, we will then move to the appointment of the Special Rapporteur on Indigenous People. I would like to thank the consultative group on this matter for their ongoing work, which has facilitated my efforts to identify an appropriate candidate in a timely manner. Following the consultative group's recommendation and having held broad consultations, let me inform you that I have decided to propose the appointment of Mr. Albert Kwokwo Barume from the Democratic Republic of the Congo for the position of Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous People, as I have already informed you directly, of course. My proposal, as I said, was circulated by letter to all delegation on the 26th of November 2024 and is available on the webpage and the extranet. We shall now proceed with the endorsement of the proposed candidate in accordance with paragraph 53 of the Council Resolution. If I see no comment, I then consider this appointment as accepted by the Council. It is so decided. As usual, I call on all states and stakeholders to cooperate with the newly appointed Special Rapporteur in the implementation of his mandate. Let us now turn to the postponement of the interactive dialogue on the High Commissioner oral update on Ukraine. As you may remember, Excellencies, pursuant to Council Resolution 5530, the Council is due to hold an interactive dialogue with the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights on his oral update on the findings of the report of the High Commissionery on the situation of human rights in Ukraine before the end of 2024. Accordingly, the Secretariat has sent a note verbal informing all delegates that the aforementioned interactive dialogue will take place on the 13th of December. On the 2nd of December, I received a letter from the High Commissioner for Human Rights, which stated that due to operational constraints, his office was not in a position to submit the 41st periodic report on the situation of human rights in Ukraine in time for its consideration on 13th of December. The High Commissioner therefore requested that the Council briefly postpone the oral update and the interactive dialogue with the possibility of holding it on the 8th of January 2025, the same day as the next organizational meeting of the Council. The letter was circulated on 4th December and posted to the extranet. Taking note of this explanation, I now put forward the proposal of postponement to the Council. If I see no particular comments, we do consider then that this postponement at the request of the High Commissioner and proposed by me to you as member of the Council is adopted. It is so decided. Let's turn now to the annual high-level panel on human rights mainstreaming. Your Excellencies, distinguished colleagues and participants, in accordance with the Council Resolution 1621, I propose that we now decide on the theme for the annual high-level panel discussions with heads of United Nations agencies on human rights mainstreaming to be held at the 58th session on the Council next February 2025. Allow me to recall that in line with the invitation by the Council in Resolution 57/4, through my letter dated 15 October 2024, I propose the theme of the panel discussion to be the 30th anniversary of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action. I now wish to seek the Council approval on the proposed theme for the 2025 high-level panel on human rights mainstreaming, entitled, I recall, 30th anniversary of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action. If I see no particular comment, we then consider that this high-level panel will have, on human rights mainstreaming, will have the title I propose to you. It is so decided. Your Excellencies, let us now turn to the election of officers to constitute the 2015 Bureau in accordance with Rule 9 of the Rules of Procedure of the Human Rights Council. The election process is a member-only process and will be conducted by the state members of the Council for 2025. In its note verbal dated 5th of November 2025, the Permanent Mission of Ireland, in its capacity as regional coordinator of the group of Western European and other states, transmitted the candidature of His Excellency Mr. Hugh Glauber, Permanent Representative of Switzerland to the Bureau and as President of the Human Rights Council for the 19th cycle in 2025. A copy of the note verbal was posted on the extranet. If there are no objections, I will take it that the Council wishes to elect Ambassador Glauber to the position of President for its 19th cycle. I see no objection. I therefore have the honor to declare His Excellency Mr. Jörg Glauber, Permanent Representative of Switzerland, as the elected President of the Human Rights Council for the year 2025 by acclamation. It is so decided. It is a great pleasure for me to invite the President-elect to come to the podium to make some remarks. Please, Mr. Ambassador, join us at the podium. President, you have the floor.